Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hot Topics time. Producer Steve, I'm going to let you kick it off today.
You know, Jay, that was almost very confusing.
When you saw Steve Hawk?
Yeah, I thought it was a different day.
Yeah, you're like, wait, why is he in there on Tuesday? He's Mondays and Wednesdays. What is happening?
It's bizarre.
It's all right.
Jay and I were both confused.
I was out there. Well, I wasn't confused only because we were in the middle of a conversation and I had to come back and be on the air.
No, I meant earlier when we both
were thinking
it was time for Hawk to come in.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been thinking it's Wednesday a lot today.
And really?
It is not.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
It is definitely not Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. We're getting there, though.
Oh, man. Every day's a day closer, as they say.
Yeah. So, you're familiar with the Winter Classic for the National Hockey League?
Yeah.
And I did not realize this, but apparently this year, the 2025 edition is in 2024.
Oh, because they're going to do it on New Year's. Is that right?
December 31st.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. But some other
Are they only going to do one?
I believe so.
Okay.
What was it last? Or, well, technically this year, the Kraken were a part of it, right? I believe that.
That is correct, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then this year it's going to be at Wrigley Field with the Blackhawks and the Blues.
It's a very fun thing. You know, you've watched it, right, Kev? It's just the outdoor game.
I have not.
It's just the outdoor.
Well, I mean,
the highlights
I've
of it.
I've seen it, but I've never watched the game.
Yeah, it's just the outdoor hockey rink that they put in the middle of like a football field.
And that's the one. Is that the one John Party is?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Okay.
He's singing?
Yeah, he's going to be performing.
Between periods or at the beginning of the game, or what is he doing?
I'm kind of unclear of what exactly he's doing.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, he's going to be part of their, what does it say? Barn burner.
It's a barn burner.
A hockey-focused fan experience.
Ooh. Okay, wow.
So he's going to be the headliner for that.
I love that.
So I think it's actually going to be televised partly, or maybe pretty fully. I don't know, because they're doing coverage beginning at like, well, I don't know.
I'll make sure they're going to make a day of it, because if they're going to go to all that work, they're going to get as much as they can.
Yeah. So my two questions are.
Ooh, it's a 7.5-hour event?
I guess so, yeah.
Insane.
And to be outside, too, in the wintertime.
Yeah. In Chicago, it might be chilly. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah. A little bit. I know a little bit about that.
Looks like that's going to be a post-game concert.
Bonner,
3 o'clock. Yeah, post-game coverage from the venue.
Okay. I was confused because it sounded like they were doing some sort of pre-game stuff, but maybe that's just the typical.
I like the variation of a New Year's Eve bash that would include, a concert from Wrigley after the people are there watching the hockey game. That's kind of a cool combo.
Yeah, what a combo, right?
I don't mind that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like KFC and Taco Bell.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
what I was going to say.
You know how they have those restaurants?
Yeah, we're aware of the restaurant combo.
Sure. I was trying to think if it was KFC and Taco Bell.
Is that not right?
I think that those do go together. I just don't know that we've ever been treated to one of those. Here. I don't know if we've had it. We have a KFC Long John Silver's.
Okay. Also good.
We do.
We have a KFC A&W.
That's the one. That's the one that's in Post Falls, right?
Is there one in Post Falls?
I think it used to be. I don't know if it's still there, but I think it's the KFC A&W. That's the one we used to go to when we took the kids to Luther Haven.
Oh, just to the right of the tracks there?
Sure, depending which way you're going.
Well, if you're going east.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
If you're going east, that's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Other side of the tracks.
Yeah, right, exactly. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is that? That's Yum Yum, right?
Yum Yum is the parent company?
Yeah, of like Taco Bell.
That might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut and all that.
Yeah.
2025 tours. This is the list of the biggest tours to watch for in 2025. Randy Travis More Life Tour. That starts in January.
Okay. Wait.
I don't know exactly how they're doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Tour, like, Kevin, I can't
remember. Randy Travis is... Like kind of nonverbal.
I remember reading about it. I don't know 100% how it's working.
Okay.
Alan Jackson's Last Call, One More for the Road Tour. So, yeah, so you've got some that, you're thinking, if I have any chance to want to see anything like this, this is going to be the year.
Yeah, and Alan Jackson is just, when you look at how many great hits that guy has.
Oh, that'd be a great tour.
Unbelievable.
Rascal Flatts back on the road again after reuniting. Yeah. They're going to take a run in the early, or late winter, early spring, Feb through April, with a chance to add more dates later on. Mm. Brooks and Dunn back on tour.
Jeez, all the
March through April.
Older acts.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, they're all the other ones. I mean, obviously, you know, they're like, oh, well, Cody Johnson will be back on the road. Well, yeah, I imagine he would be. Post Malone's going to be on a stadium tour. Keith Urban will be out.
Post Malone and Jelly. How many shows are they doing together? Do we know?
I don't know this if seems it's like a big everyone one. Or not.
Okay.
But he's only doing stadium, so you get it. Doesn't say if he's on everyone or not, but it says mostly. So I'm going to guess yes, Kev.
Okay.
I'm going to guess, yeah, with Jelly. And then let's see what else. Blake, obviously. Kelsey Ballerini. Did I miss one? I think that's it. Those are the biggest tours for 2025.
To look out for.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett.
And again, some of those are obvious ones, but then there's all the ones like that you weren't expecting. You weren't expecting Brooks and Dunn. You weren't expecting Rascal Flatts. You weren't expecting Randy Travis or Alan Jackson, probably.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool to have those options. I don't know, not sure you're going to get him ever again on any one of those.
That is very fair.
I mean, even Rascal Flatts, we weren't expecting that, and I doubt.
No, they're retired.
I doubt they will come, you know, I doubt they will come back again, but who knows? I mean, hasn't Brooks and Dunn done a last tour for... A
couple of times. Yeah, for sure.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold hard cash.
Kevin James.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Santa Claus is coming to town, guys. Heard about it. Before we get out of here today, we're going to have a pair of tickets to the PBR Pembleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. January 10th in the Spokane Arena. So, if you would like tickets to that, don't call yet. No, stop.
Man, yeah, those PBR events are fun.
It's always great, too, because I feel like they kind of aim for January.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, well, now we're really in it. You know, the holiday's over. We got to grind through January and February and March. And
any desire to ever go to Vegas during the NFR?
I thought that would be cool, yes.
Okay. I went there one time accidentally during the...
accidentally.
Which was so weird.
Yeah.
We just had a trip planned to Vegas and... I think it was for a Gonzaga game.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was weird because it was NFR time, too. I was like, what is up with all the Cowboys and Cowgirls?
It just ended, right? Didn't it just end past weekend, I think.
It sure did. Saw lots and lots of pictures of friends who go to it and just absolutely love it. Wow,
the rodeo's great, and then the shows are great.
Yes.
There's a lot to do.
Vegas is never at a lack of things to do.
Do you know the NFR, Steve? Are you aware?
The National Formation.
Mm-hmm.
Rodeo.
National Finals Rodeo. Finals. I mean, you know, you're right there.
The Finals. National Finals Rodeo. It's the big show.
Yeah, it really is, man. Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I've thought about it, Kevin. It's a very long time. I think it's like, well, I guess I could look. I think it has the dates already set for next year.
I thought...
4th through the 13th, so yeah. Man, that's crazy. That would be fun. Yeah, it looks like you can get tickets already.
So do they, I imagine it's the typical rodeo.
Yeah, cowboys and cows and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
All the events, big money winners. I mean, it's...
Man, yeah.
Yeah. It's the finals.
Actually, the tickets are not available yet, but you can follow them for updates. Just so you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah, wait, it does seem like a good time.
That might be a scam page, now that I've said that.
Oh, no.
Now that I've said that, that could be...
No.
I might have fallen for it there.
Oh.
Darn it, Jay.
I know. You know how that is. And then also I started looking at
it. It's too easy to have it happen anymore.
Well, they get the name so close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I realized that is... I don't think that's really a page. Because then I saw in very fine print at the bottom, we are not affiliated with the National Finals Rodeo. And I was like, why does it say that in your name? Seems like that's a lawsuit.
Why does that say that in your name?
I feel like that's going to be a lawsuit somewhere down the road.
Not cool,
well,
man.
Good for them. All right, Kevin, what do you have anything else?
I got a couple things
for
you.
What do you got for us?
It's all stuff on the old boob tube, if you will.
Okay.
And, Steve, do you know that term?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. It refers to the television.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know. First would be White Lotus Season 3 now has a premiere date in February. And that show...
Well, there's something else for you to look forward to.
I know. I am looking forward to it. It is a show that I'm like... Season 1 I liked a lot. Season 2 was so very different, but I also did enjoy it. It was just very different. And now Season 3, for those who don't know, White Lotus is a show. White Lotus is a, like, the top-end resort in the world. Okay? So it's like these really rich, high-end people who go to this resort. And what they do is they follow the guests at that resort for 1 week.
Okay.
It's not documentary. It's like, right. You know, just characters, and they do the whole thing.
It's mockumentary. But,
and then they change the characters every season. Our Spokane girl was on it one season. I don't remember which one. Maybe season 2.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney, yep. She was on there.
Yep.
So I don't know who the cast will be for this year, but what it usually is someone dies, and the rest of the show is trying to figure out who killed them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's over, you know, at the end of the week.
I was looking for things that are premiering.
And the other one that I have to give a little shout out to is I've heard lots of good things about the new Netflix movie Carry On.
Okay.
With Jason Bateman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Playing the bad guy.
Oh, I like that.
What is that one about?
It is... Taron Egerton, is that the kid's name? Taron.
I don't know that.
Oh, is that the dude who played Elton John?
Maybe. I know he was in Kingsman.
Okay.
I recognize the guy.
Oh, those were good movies.
But he's the TSA agent, and Jason Bateman is a bad guy who somehow, you know, gets inside information and starts getting in this guy's head with a little, yo, walkie-talkie, you know?
Okay.
And tells him, I need you to get this suspicious package through TSA. You will get this done, or I will, you know, basically kill your family.
Right, right.
One of those types of deals.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great. And so then the rest of the movie is just all based off of that. And it's gotten great reviews. Like, people are saying it's really good.
Huh. Jason Bateman
as a bad guy?
A bad guy, yeah.
I know. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, well... He wasn't really that good of a guy in Ozark.
I mean, there was some things there. There was
he
some character flaws.
He was trying to do the right.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to take care of his family.
Yeah, there was some character flaws for sure.
He maybe wasn't the best guy.
Yeah, he didn't think through some of the things that maybe he should have. Turned out fine in the end, I guess, but yeah.
Jason Bateman's one of those guys I like enough that I will watch a movie just because he's in it.
For sure.
And, I think he'll pull it off, and I'll like it.
And which network's it on, Kevin?
That's a Netflix.
Netflix, okay, yeah. All right, thank you. There's your Hot Topics round number 2. Before we get out of here, actually, you know what we're going to do? Let's do the Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour rodeo tickets in about 10 minutes, okay? So we won't make you wait all the way to the end of the show today. We'll give you a pair of them coming up in just over 10 minutes, all right? Whoops. There it is. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Come.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Go. Capital of China.
Hong Kong.
Yes. I helped you come up with this when you were drunk and you came home from the bar last Thursday.
Alibi.
Yes.
Kevin James.
All right. The thing I'm not allowed to wear to Supercross.
Miniskirt?
Yes.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes. Yes.
It's impossible not to say it.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
So excited. Fun family games.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys doing games, Kevin? I feel like you guys are built for that.
We are, but we have been slackers.
You should do some of the new ones. I think they're a little quicker, so it's not like, you know, it's not the sit down and, you know, a long lasting game. So, which is good for a lot of younger generation. You know, they're like my kids. They're like, ugh, we're not playing some game that's going to last an hour. We want a 5-minute game and a payoff.
Yeah, but I mean, it takes away some of the fun too.
Well, sure.
Like,
well, tradition for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. We used to do it.
Pin the tail on the elf and stuff.
All the time, and then
classic.
We just kind of have gotten away from it a little bit, and I don't know why, really. But
yeah,
I would guess that my sister's this year for Christmas, she will.
Well, if she doesn't do it, nobody will do it, right? Isn't she the one?
Yeah, who, that's she's, fair. She's I mean, and this is
that.
This is one that I've got to give my ex-wife a lot of credit for.
Mm-hmm.
She was the game starter. Like,
sure.
She always brought games, would make sure we'd play, got everybody going and with them, and that was, it was always really fun. No one really picked up on that after.
And it does take one.
Yeah. No, does she, take it. I think she might actually be there at the at Christmas Day.
There you go.
So there we go. Maybe I'll tell her, hey, you're in charge of making games fun again. Thank you.
Yeah. I like that.
What a task.
Yeah, yeah. It can be, depending on the crowd. Yeah. That's for sure.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Okay, Kev.
Yeah, we always have so much fun with the game, so it's silly that we don't do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, clip of the day. I love, like, just observational humor. When a comedian comes up with something that you just go, that's really creative, that's really funny. What you've said there is really funny. And you just can listen to the audience during this clip of this comedian as he is pointing out something that is very funny. And a little, people are just process it for a second and then continue to laugh.
Have you ever tried to throw a trash can away? You can't. You can put it on the curb, but they won't take it. You get a marker and write trash on the side. We get it. It's got to be in a bag. That's what the guy told me. We only take stuff that's in a bag. I'm at the store, like, do you sell trash can bags? They're like, yeah, of course. I'm like, that's way more complicated than that.
Right. So true.
So funny. I mean, just such a great observation. Have you ever tried to throw a trash can away?
Yeah, and depending if it's a big one, you know, it's even worse because they're like, oh, why did the guy leave an empty trash can out here? There's nothing in it.
Right. And it's like, you can't throw that away.
Right.
It's just a trash can. And I'm, of course, picturing a trash can that looks just like your other trash can.
Absolutely.
And it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's like, that one's trash, so I'm going to write trash on it. They're like, yeah, of course.
Put it in a bag.
Yeah, of course it's for trash. You got to put it in a bag.
Try to set it in the other trash can. It takes up all the room.
I need to buy a, you know, garbage can trash bag.
There's just
too many that fit inside, not over the top.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. Funny observation. Great. I thought. I was like, I like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're picking up my trash this week, you've got a job? You've got.
How come?
The trash cans are fine, but the trays of treats that they're going to get this week have already been made, They're sitting there waiting. I keep looking at them every night now because we made them over the weekend. And I'm like, is that going to school? Or is it? No, that's the trash guy. I'm like, whoa. First of all, it was Saturday night when we started putting these things together. And then Sunday, she's got all wrapped up. She's going, now don't touch that. That's for the garbage man and the recycling guy. The recycling guy this week, right? Yep.
So
congrats. You're gonna get a tray.
How do you deliver that, though?
You stick it on top of the trash can.
But aren't you worried that someone's going to take it who it's not designed to go to?
Jay doesn't live in that kind of neighborhood.
Oh, sounds nice.
So first of all, I don't put the trash out till I leave for work.
Okay.
So, you know, it's only out there from, you know, 4:30 to whenever they come by to pick it up. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Secondly, if you come by and steal the treats off our trash can, my wife will chase you for the rest of your life.
But how is she going to
hunt you down? There's cameras. You ever heard of
them? Yeah, they have cameras.
Oh.
She will chase you. She will hunt you down.
Must be nice.
She will extract the treats from you, and you will walk funny for weeks. I sort of dare you.
It's a different treat. That is a different kind of Denise treat.
Boy, now I kind of want to just do it.
I double dog dare you. We've got these Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour tickets to give away. The event is on January 10th at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. So if you'd like to go to the rodeo, 509-441-0999. We'll take caller number 7 right now.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, no.
I'm speaking in rhyme!
Kevin James.
And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations to Gary. You got the PBR Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour tickets. Good job. We'll have more of those for you tomorrow. Also, got some, I was going to tell you, we got some gear coming up. We're going to give some of that away this week. What else do we have to give away?
A new car!
A new car! Imagine.
No, we don't.
No.
That would be something.
More Parker McCollum tickets tomorrow. That's like a new car, except for you can't drive tickets.
Challenge accepted, Jay.
Final thoughts.
Let you go first, Steve.
I like to browse the videos that I receive on my feed, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or what have you. And this one popped up yesterday, maybe the day before, that was some pet owner was dressing up their furless cat in holiday outfits. And the expression on the animal's face was not happy before and was definitely not happy after.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, but it looked adorable in these little outfits.
So cute.
It is.
Feel bad for the cat?
I do.
The animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's just kind of, you know how some animals have that expression?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I think it was just that.
But it just worked too good.
Yeah. But doesn't that make it even more enjoyable for everyone else involved in the process?
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
Yeah. So my question, I guess, is how do you guys feel about
dressing up your animal?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Indifferent?
Yeah, I'm indifferent, I think, is the right answer.
Okay.
I mean, if you can make it happen and the dog or the cat doesn't care enough. Like, my son and his girlfriend, they have a dog, and they put coats on it and all the things, and the dog doesn't even seem to care. It doesn't even notice.
Has fun with it.
Just runs around like it's not even there.
I think that's more of a benefit for the animal, for things like warmth and things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
To a degree.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Well, not in Arizona, I guess.
Right. No, not there.
Or is it the other side?
The other one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you try to put that on my dog's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Heavens, no. You
just
nuts?
Eat you.
Yeah, get out of here with that. I mean, my dog just laying on the floor is like, made a noise this last night. He's like sighing and sighed like 3 times. I go, what is your problem? And she just side-eyes me like, bro, you're lucky I let you live here.
Bro.
Final thoughts.
Bro. I'm like, okay. Established my house, not yours. All right, Kevin.
I do love how everyone is so nice on Facebook and wishes you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's cool.
I normally do a really good job of trying to stay up with it.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. And just at least like everyone's comment
sure.
who said happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do one of them yesterday.
Oh, wow. Very
and I am
self-absorbed.
Now looking and I no, it was just I had a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had it was just one of those that where I was like, okay, now we're in the middle of the day. 200 and some behind. I'm
yeah,
not gonna,
good luck.
Holy
now
cow.
It says 408 friends have posted on your timeline
well,
for your birthday.
Very, yeah. very nice.
So
that
now,
very nice.
And, which is very nice.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Now I guess today's the day.
Seems like
I'm
it.
Just gonna sit here and go through and like all of them.
Right. So you're doing a belated thank you.
Yeah. And is it okay just to give the like?
I think so.
Well, not after the day, right?
What do you mean not after the
I
day?
I mean, if you would have done a day of. I feel like it would have been more acceptable.
But yeah, now but you're some of like some it. Of them posted the like on mine. There was some that posted on November 11th. You know, happy birthday. Well, I didn't get to those. I did all the ones that were on the day, and then I realized now as I'm looking, there's a bunch that were a little bit late. And no, you know, I'm thank you, but I
yeah,
realized
like that's
now,
I'm starting right now with late ones.
Oh man, yeah,
late bloomers.
Ooh, I got a lot of late ones.
I've
I didn't
only
realize
got
that.
397 left.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
No, I guess that is okay, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
It's going to have to be.
Seems thoughtful.
I mean, are you reading all of them?
Yeah.
What are they
I do
saying?
Like to do that. Happy thoughts. Birthday. Like, thanks, Tabitha. Trish says, happy birthday. Thank
okay,
you.
I think we know what they're all saying.
Every once in a while, there's one that's a little different.
Yeah, don't forget about the one with the presents and the confetti.
Yes. He did. What did that man say? Happy birthday, bro. Have an awesome day, my friend.
There it is.
And that was from Sean.
Do you want me to like some of these? I mean, I could, although it'd be kind of weird.
I mean, yes and no.
I don't mind it. It's kind of mindless, I guess. But I do like it when you see a name of somebody that you're like, oh, I haven't talked to them. Chuck DeBruin, for example.
Let's go.
Doggone radio legend,
yes.
Chuck DeBruin. Fishing legend, referee legend.
Referee legend.
What else is Chuck? Maxwell House legend.
Yeah, he's a lot. He's a lot of legends.
It's good to see a message from Chuck.
I haven't seen Chuck in a minute. I need to go. It's going to sound weird when I say it, but I'm going to say it out loud. I haven't seen Chuck in a minute. I got to go to a middle school basketball game.
Yeah, that's about right.
Felt weird.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
An alligator in a vest is an investigator.
An
alligator in a vest is an investigator.
Yeah, that's very good.
Well, it was fun. Thanks to the Good Morning Northwest crew.
Yeah, that was a good time. We're going to have them up more often for some games. It's just it's a fun thing to do.
Robin Nance, Natalie Grant, good people, good fun, good night.
It's only 10 o'clock.
Oh, never mind. Good morning.
Good night.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
morning, day.
Northwest.
Yeah, good morning, Northwest. Good day, Northwest. Good evening, Northwest. Good night, Northwest.
If your schedule allowed it, could you take a nap right now?
Oh, no, probably not now.
Oh, not right now. Oh, really?
No.
Steve?
Oh, you know I could.
You could. Okay. Do you think I could?
Do we have to answer
we
that
are
question?
So glad you came.
I mean, bye come bye. On, man.
Bye-bye.
I mean,
better
come
question.
On.
Do you think I will?
Yes, in Steve's studio, I'm going to nearly guarantee it.
Resting his eyes.
I just need a little break in between the action.
Sure. Yes, I understand. And there's a break between the action, and Kevin is out like